Shalom Aleichem. Today we're going to deal with the question, can I say Kiddush on Shabbos in one place and then eat elsewhere? For example, I happen to be in shul, I hear Kiddush, there's a big Kiddush going on, but I just hear Kiddush, the food disappears, so I wasn't able to eat anything. When I go home, can I have my Seudah without Kiddush, or do I need to say Kiddush again? So that is going to be our specific question, and we are going to start with the Gemara Psachim. We're not going to go into too much detail, it's a fairly complicated Gemara. We're going to start with the bottom line, the Shita of Shmuel. It's a machlokas there, but the sheet of Shmuel is Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Suda. We'll explain that literally. There is no Kiddush except in the place that you have a Suda. We'll explain it more shortly. That is, in fact, how the Rambam paskins. That's how the Rishonim paskin, like Shmuel, that there is Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Suda. Where you have Kiddush, you have to have your Seudah, or where you have your Seudah, you have to say Kiddush. We'll see what it means exactly in a little bit. That is not only the Rambam, that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch as well, Ein Kiddush, Ella B'makom Seudah. So what is this concept of Ein Kiddush, Ella B'makom Seudah? What's going on here? So there are two explanations brought in the Rishonim that are somewhat different, but they're going to reach the same place as follows. The Rashbam and others explain. I'll read the Rashbam. This is a Rashbam in Psachim Kuf Aleph Amen Aleph. It's Dibur Amaschil Af Yidei Kiddush. He says as follows. Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Seudah. What's the source for this concept? There's no Kiddush except in the place that you have a Seudah. D'chziva Karasa L'Shabbos Oneg. That is a Pasuk in Yashiyahu. Perek Nun Ches Pasuk Yigimo V'Karata L'Shabbos Oneg. What does that mean? The Makom Shata Kore L'Shabbos, in the place that you call out for Shabbos. What does that mean? That is Kiddush. In the place that you say Kiddush, Sham Tehei Oneg. That is where you should have your Oneg Shabbos. That is talking about the Seuda. And the Rashbam says that that is a Medrash. In other words, where you say Kiddush is where you have to have your Seuda. That's the concept. Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Seuda means we are now going to dictate where do we need to have our Seuda. The Seuda has to be in the place where we have Kiddush. So the place that I have Kiddush, that is going to Koveya, then it has to be followed by a Seuda. That is the approach of the Rashbam and others. It's similarly brought in Tosfos and the Rif and other Rishonim. So that is approach number one. So the priority here is telling us where are we going to have our Seuda. We are going to have our Seuda where we have Kiddush. Kiddush is going to dictate where we have our Seuda. And the other approach is going to be the exact opposite of that. So for example, the Rosh is as follows. In Kiddush Ella B'makom Seuda D'chziva Karata L'Shabbos Omer. He brings the same drasha, the same pasuk from Yeshayahu, and he says as follows: B'makom Oneg, the place where you're having your seuda, sham tehei kriya. That is where you have to say Kiddush. So the Kiddush is going to come first. The place that you're going to be having your Kiddush afterward, that is where you're going to say Kiddush. So in other words, what we are talking about here is where am I going to say Kiddush? The focus is on where am I going to say Kiddush? That is going to be where I have the seuda. It's kind of like which came first, the chicken or the egg. Do we have a chicken, we have an egg, or do we have an egg and a chicken? So based on the Rashbam, it is the place that you are going to have your Kiddush. That is where you have to have your Seuda. And the second approach is as follows, based on the Rosh, that the place that you're going to say your Kiddush, that is what, the opposite, I'm sorry. The place you can have your Seuda, that is where you're going to say Kiddush. Now, it happens to be that there are probably some nafkaminas between them, but nonetheless, this is how we paskin, Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Seuda, the place that you have Kiddush, that is where you should be having your Seuda. So that's how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there's an interesting discussion in the Rishonim, this concept of Ein Kiddush Ella B'makom Seuda. Is this a din d'rabbanan or d'oraisa? So let's take a step back before answering that. Is Kiddush itself d'oraisa or d'rabbanan? So fundamentally, Kiddush is a d'oraisa Friday night. Maybe you can be yotze when you say bracha and shul. Maybe you're yotze when you when you say Kiddush on the kos when you get home. Now we're talking about in shul when you say mekadesh Shabbos. Maybe you're yotze when you daven. Be that as it may, but fundamentally, Friday night Kiddush is a Deoraisa. Shabbos morning is going to be a Derabbanan. So the question then is, now that Kiddush is Deoraisa, how about Kiddush b'makom Seuda? Having that Kiddush where we're going to have the Seuda, is that going to be a Deoraisa as well? Or is that an additional deen that is Derabbanan? That's rabbinic in nature. What's the nafkamina? So it could be the nafkamina is, I said Kiddush, but I didn't have it, but Makam Seuda, was Ayotze Kiddush or not? So if we say that Kiddush is Deoraisa and Kiddush but Makam Seuda is Derabbanan, I would be Yotze on a Deoraisa level, but I didn't fulfill the mandate of Kiddush but Makam Seuda. On the other hand, if we say both Kiddush and having that Kiddush but Makam Seuda are Deoraisa, it could be that I wasn't Yotze the Kiddush at all on a Deoraisa level or Derabbanan level. I wasn't Yotze at all. So in fact, this is a machlokas in the Rishon and Rabbeinu Yonah and the Rashba are of the view that Mina Torah Yotze Midei Chovat Kiddush Gam L'lo Seuda, that truth be told, even if you didn't have your Seuda in the same place, you said Kiddush in one place and you had your Seuda elsewhere, Kiddush b'makam Seuda is a Derabbanan. So you were Yotze the Kiddush, but you were not Yotze Kiddush b'makam Seuda. So you were Yotze Kiddush on a Doraisa level, but you were not Yotze the Kiddush b'makam Seuda. But Kiddush b'makam Seuda is fundamentally required Derabbanan, not Doraisa. On the other hand, according to the Rosh, Kiddush b'makam Seuda itself is a Doraisa. And accordingly, if you have your Kiddush in one place and your Seuda in another place, that Kiddush was not effective. You were not Yotze your Kiddush whatsoever. How do we paskin halacha? We paskin like the first approach. We paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah. That is based on the Achronim, Magen Avraham, the Biur Halacha discusses this, that Kiddush b'makam Seuda is only Derabbanan. So if I had my Kiddush in one place and I had my Seuda in a different place, I was Yotze Kiddush on a Deoraisa level, but I was not Yotze the Kiddush b'makam Seuda. Now, be that as it may, either way, whether we paskin like Rabbeinu Yonah or we paskin like the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch does paskins as follows, that in Kiddush v'losad, if you had Kiddush in one place and you did not have your Seuda, af yedei Kiddush lo yatzei, at least on a Derabbanan level. Maybe Doraisa you were Yotze your Kiddush, but on the Derabbanan level, because it wasn't Kiddush b'makam Seuda, you were not Yotze your Kiddush. And you're going to have to, where are you going to have your Seuda? You're going to have to say Kiddush again. That is the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So once again, whether we paskin that Kiddush b'makam Seuda is Doraisa or Derabbanan, it doesn't matter for this psak that if somebody had Kiddush in one place and then he's having a Seuda in another place, he didn't have a Seuda in the first place, you would have to repeat the Kiddush because you were not Yotze on a Derabbanan level the Kiddush when you heard it. Now that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. It happens to be that the Tshuvas HaKohanim brought by the Shari Tshuva disagrees. The paskin as follows, that b'shas adchak, in a time of exigent circumstances, you can be Yotze Kiddush even if you did not have your Seuda. But the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch again is, it has to be, Kiddush b'makam Seuda means you have to have the Seuda where you are going to have when you're having the Kiddush. And if you didn't, if you had Kiddush in one place and the Seuda in another place, you have to go and repeat the Kiddush. Now, an additional two points, important points, this applies not only to the person who is saying Kiddush, but it also applies to everyone else who is being Yotze the Kiddush. So they also have to have Kiddush b'makam Seuda. They're going to have their Seuda where they had the Kiddush. And also another critical point, and Mir Sashem will get into this in the upcoming days, is somebody who had a kezias. For example, let's assume now that he did wash, had bread, or it could be a mezonos, it depends on shita, we'll get to that in the future, and had that in the first place. At that point, the person has fulfilled the mandate of Kiddush b'makam Seuda. That is enough to be considered a Seuda, and the person then can move elsewhere to continue having a real Seuda. So that is sufficient. It doesn't mean you have to have your full meal there. It has to have means that you have to have a minimum of a kezias, and let's assume bread, or mezonos at this point, in order to fulfill Kiddush b'makam Seuda, and then you can move elsewhere. Now, what's critical, and this is something that we're going to discuss Amir Tzashem in the coming days, is what exactly is the definition of a Seuda? We just insinuated that bread or mezonos, does mezonos work? Does it have to be bread? How about if you have fruit? If you drink a lot of grape juice? What is going to be sufficient to fulfill the mandate of Kiddush B'Makom Suda, that where I had Kiddush, I had a Suda. So what has to be eaten? In addition, we're going to have to define what exactly is the Makom Suda, the location of the Suda. Does it have to be in the same seat? Does it have to be in the same room? So we're going to have to define what Suuda is, and we're going to also have to define what the makam of the Suuda is until we fully, to enable ourselves to fully understand the concept and the requirement, the halachic requirement of Kiddush, the makam Suuda. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.